This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
I was trying.
You're just pretending you were scared.
No, I even said go and it still spooked me a little bit.
A little bit.
Not a lot. Anyways, hi everybody. Welcome back to the Skank Skanks Podcast.
I'm Alex. She's Hannah.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking yucky stuff. I'm sorry. I was just watching you.
That was your chance. No, not a chance.
For what?
Your job to talk while I was doing that.
I was like, my chance. I don't have any information. I have nothing to tell. All right, everybody, no laughing. We don't do that here. Mm-mm. We have to stop.
Yeah, everyone hates it.
You guys, we do too.
We hate enjoying ourselves on our own podcast.
Stop. So, I'm so sorry.
Oh, oh my God.
What?
Oh, I thought you had something too.
I was like, whoa, at the same time? I do, but you go first, because I'll remember.
You never remember.
I will.
Okay. But my thing was, like, just before we start talking about the Legion of Skanks episodes.
Okay.
Because it's about the episodes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, this was nothing.
What?
I was like, oh yeah, I had a little note before my notes. I should say it. And then I actually looked at what it was.
And it wasn't.
It's not.
I was gonna say. Show your titties. Not your actual titties, but your shirt.
Oh man, that's not fun.
I mean, just let's show our titties, but you first.
If you blinked, you missed it.
Shout out her titties. Look at her fun shirt, you guys. If you're
Can
just
you
listening,
even call them that?
Her titty area. Look at her titty area.
Look at my pecs, guys.
Pecs. Get out. Get out of town.
No. Look at my.
I was trying to tuck my blanket under my butt because I'm really cold. Fell on my chair.
I think I might be psychic.
Why? Did you know I was going to fall?
No.
No.
Every time that I get hard on drugs, I feel very fucking psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone.
I'm
or
with
laugh,
you.
Laugh at me in the comments. I don't care. But I'm mostly kidding. But you said you were trying to. What were you trying to do to your blanket?
Oh, I was tucking it under my butt so it didn't fall.
Oh, you were trying to tuck your blanket under your butt. But in my head, when you very first started that sentence, not first, when you got to tuck I heard you say butt before you said butt and before you said blanket.
So you thought I was just tucking my butt?
Yes.
What?
But the point is, I had no idea what you were doing, but I heard you say butt.
I see what you're saying.
In my head.
Before I said it.
Yes.
Ooh. Wow. So we have a new shirt. Actually, we have a new lot of things that have the gay for it says Gay for Gillis on it. Shout out our friend of the show. And it's a nice. It's nice. You should go buy one, guys.
Yeah.
There's crop tops. Dang, that's what I should have wore, but I didn't. Next time. There's a crop top hoodie, the t-shirt. I accidentally made phone cases. I didn't mean to. I don't know how to delete it. there's blankies. What else? Socks.
That's too much stuff.
It's so many stuffs.
It is.
it's a lot of stuffs. Everybody should go buy stuff.
You should, because there's so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy it, then there won't be too much.
Episode 615, Hamburger Head. Jay doesn't even know the intro to Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
This is breaking news. The DA doesn't know what's going on at the Legion of Skanks headquarters. I swear I'm not on fucking heroin. I look like it. Fucking, you know what fat bitches hate? Fat bitch jokes.
Apparently. But didn't they say that chick was actually hot?
I don't know. Oh. Probably. It sounds like something they would say. Can you see now?
They think everyone is hot, huh?
They do. I feel like they just say everybody's hot, so every lady, so they don't get in trouble. Not in trouble, but, you know, in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started talking about how to get the best out of Mr. Okerson. Mr. Jokerson, if you will. Make him fucking sing and dance. Ew, I just fucking spit everywhere.
When you said Jokerson, I just remembered JF from the Patreon.
JF? What was that? Oh, JF.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Oh, my God. Wow. Not the time.
Saying you forgot about that, but you didn't forget about the time.
the time, you know what time it was. To be honest, it was 1:52 when we both went, because we had something to say, because I looked.
So,
fun fact. Anyways, Big J does best when, oh no, my phone went out. during musical parodies, old black men impressions, old black lady impressions, and fat black lady impressions. According to Louis J. Gomez, I believe.
Yeah.
Speaking of Louis, he just got back from fucking Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
What? I'm going to throw up. Let's take a moment of silence for Bob Saget.
Wait, we didn't need to actually do silence.
Okay.
God, it's so nasty. I'm going to tell everyone.
You better not.
Yeah, they were in Jamaica. Well, not they. Lewis and the Gas Digital staff were in Jamaica.
Sounded fun. Did Jay and... I know Dave didn't want to go, but did Jay just not want to go? Or was he really not invited?
I don't think he was invited. It wasn't for the hosts of podcasts. It was for the people who...
Yeah, but isn't he technically a staff member of Gas Digital? If he works there?
I think it was just... I don't know.
I guess he doesn't...
be the producers.
I don't know. That's so rude. That is so rude that Lewis did not invite Jay.
Well, Jay doesn't like traveling.
I know.
Remember, it's different. The beds are going to be different. The toilets are going to be different. There's different food.
But an invitation. An invitation would have been nice.
But Lewis wasn't bringing the talent.
Yeah, but he knew Jay would say no.
But why would he invite just Jay out of all the hosts of podcasts on Gas Digital?
Because Jay will say no.
What if he didn't?
Well, that's Lewis's problem then.
So, in Jamaica, Lewis got tired of jerking off dry.
Mm-hmm.
And all he could find was coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this very interesting.
Me also.
Because it sure seems like Lewis was trying to play it off. Like, he discovered that coconut oil is great for jerking off. But if you'll recall.
I love Gomez.
I love hype Hannah. Hype woman Hannah.
No, the fuck you didn't, Lewis. Number one listener of Skanks Skanks podcast.
It was a long time ago, but because it was back when they were doing Zoom episodes. I know that.
Yeah.
But back in the day, Lewis was going on and on about how Wesson vegetable oil is the best thing to jerk off with. And here on Skank Skanks,
right here,
when we were talking about that, I believe that
she manhands herself,
said to Lewis,
at Gomez,
comedy, that you should treat yourself. I said the words treat yourself and try coconut oil because it's actually the best.
Yeah, idiot. In the lovingest way.
I don't have a penis, but I kind of do.
You know a guy that has one.
I do.
Exactly. And, you know.
So I haven't jerked off with coconut oil, but I have jerked someone off with coconut oil. It's
you
great.
You have jerked off with coconut oil.
I have. It's the best.
Coconut oil is just wonderful for absolutely everything.
I know. And I even brought up back then, it's good for your skin.
It's okay for your hair.
Yeah.
It's not like great, but it's okay. It's a nice additive to other things. So yeah, Lewis. And then Jay was talking about how he said the way that Jay said it was he said, I've tried the teeth pulling, I think is what he said, with coconut oil, and he was talking about like whitening your teeth with coconut oil. Mm-hmm. You like swish it around your mouth or whatever, and mm-hmm. it may be called that, but I was like, he tried to pull a tooth out with coconut oil. Like, good, you're not gonna get a good grip, Jason.
This makes it slipperier.
Exactly. I was big confused.
When are you not, though?
Almost never. Speaking of almost never, Bob, good old Bob, he's a dry jerk. That was my note, the way
That's so weird to me.
And Jay actually too is a dry jerker. What did Dave ever answer this?
I don't know, but I don't even have a penis, but that feels like that wouldn't be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like after a while, it seems like after a while it would start to hurt.
Well, maybe like pre-cum a little bit after you fucking.
Well, then that's not dry.
But is no, it? But it, no, no, it is not.
Technically.
It is not. Technically, no. But, but it's a dry start. It's a dry jump, Jack. I don't know why I said jump. It's just a.
I didn't even realize that you were correcting yourself. I thought you were just like.
It's a dry jump, comma, Jack. No, it's just start. It's a dry start to a Jack. I don't know. But. So maybe no. Maybe no, Jay is not a dry jerk.
He has said that he does that.
Yeah.
But that dries up real quick.
Maybe, unless you come quick.
Oh.
What if Jay just comes really fast?
Maybe.
Probably. My fingerprint doesn't work on my phone, so I have to type in my thing every time.
My new phone, the fingerprint thing is on the power button, but then I keep accidentally touching it and unlocking my phone.
Mine was, my old one was like that. Oh, speaking of Bobby, he fucking knocked his damn self out.
Yeah.
Bobby.
So clumsy.
Relax, buddy. He like, so did he, was this on the, like a rope swingy thing, or was it when they were climbing up the rocks?
They were just climbing up to jump off the waterfall, I think, or to go to a bridge, maybe. I don't know.
And he just had a little whoopsie daisy and hit the wall.
Yeah.
But he said Dylan caught him. Shout out, Dylan.
Shocked me.
I'm confused.
Not that he would catch someone who was falling. That didn't shock me, but that he could. He's so skinny.
Yeah, that he could like stay not off the rocks.
Could have said on.
Oh boy. I am fucking hard.
have you ever been knocked out?
No.
Me either.
I've passed out, but I've never been like knocked out.
I kind of fainted once. It was weird.
One time I was in the shower and it was like the same day I got in a car accident, the only car accident I've ever been in. But I didn't get hurt or anything. And it was just like, whoa. And I was in the shower. But I also ate a lot of Klonopins. I was in the shower and it was really fucking hot. And like, I just remember like closing my eyes because I was like washing my hair. And then all of a sudden I woke up and I was just on my knees. And a man was like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm freaking out.
Oh.
Passed out. That time.
You know, sad.
But I've never.
Car accidents and doing Klonopin.
You know, I was stressing. And I liked pain pills. I guess those aren't pain pills.
I have no idea what it is.
They're like, I think, I don't know about, I don't necessarily know what Klonopins are classified as. I'm sure the drug addicts in the comments will mansplain it to us. But I think it's like Xanax, and I think it's like an anxiety medication. Because I know it. I don't know what I know it. As soon as I said it's I lost it.
It's a sedative.
So was I right?
The benzo.
Mm-hmm.
It's for anxiety, yeah. And seizures, apparently. That was interesting.
Hmm. Speaking of drugs.
Yes.
Bobby, whilst having a concussion, probably, just out here doing acid, because you can do acid with a concussion, but not take a nap.
I read recently that you actually can sleep. You can go to sleep when you have a concussion, but someone has to be watching you to make sure you don't stop breathing.
Yeah.
You can sleep.
Have I ever told the time about how I kicked my mom's windshield out and she thought I told her I hit my head? Have I told you that? She made me stay up.
Oh my God.
Because she knew, because she's not fucking stupid. And she knew that I definitely did not hit my head. And so she was like, okay, bitch, you want to play games with me? You have a concussion. You have to stay awake for 3 days. Got my ass.
I'm glad you two are close now.
Yeah. We were kind of bad to each other.
I'm so childish.
Yes.
Both of you.
Child.
I know.
I was in sixth grade. Maybe even fifth.
Oh, wow. That's just hormone.
My parents frenzy. Were getting divorced. Also, Shannon almost drowned to death. They said it didn't look that bad to me.
She looked fine. It looked like she was smiling when she was like, help me.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard Shannon say, though, that she's like not a very good swimmer, which whatever. But I don't know. She looked like she was okay to me.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a lifeguard, so maybe she was drowning. I don't know.
Maybe. And then Paco showing off. Not and then, but doing that flip right over Shannon.
Of course he's a flip over a person guy. It makes so much sense to me. It really does. Flip
right over Lewis into Natalie.
Yeah, right into her. Good God, Paco. You fucking rascal, you. Just sliding in the DMs and text messages of all the women. Relax.
Would you? All of them?
I guess not all of them. Ouch. I keep missing my mouth. I don't know that they said who, but I think they said, well, I mean, I know they said that they waterboarded an employee.
Yeah, Lewis waterboarded. So they never did say who. They were like, because we did a fashion show, not that.
Oh, no.
Talent.
A talent show. This is a disaster. We are too hard for drugs. I mean, on drugs.
We're hard for drugs, hard for Gillis.
Hard for that. Whatever my shirt says, I'm not sure. I can't see anything without my glasses.
Sure. It says stronger with a 3.
Hell yeah. I don't know what that means.
What? Oh, because
waterboarded.
Lewis said that he got to waterboard someone and then they were like, what? And he said that they did a talent show and they just said other people's talents and never said, like, was that someone's talent getting waterboarded?
Or waterboarding?
But Lewis did the waterboarding.
Oh.
And he wasn't in the talent show. He was talent competition. Sorry. He was a judge.
Who do you think you waterboarded? Because I feel like it had to have been Paco. Only because of all the Natalie things.
Maybe it wasn't a talent. Maybe that was like just a punishment for the loser of the talent competition.
Ooh.
What the fuck, Lewis? Can you explain why you waterboarded someone?
And why it was Paco?
And why did it have anything to do with the talent competition?
Or did it have anything to do with the talent competition?
Yeah.
Let's call him right now.
Okay.
It's only 2:16 if he's in New York. He wouldn't be because he doesn't live there.
That's a Paco. Good point.
Paco and Natalie did a Diet Coke magic show. Is that what he called it?
Mm-hmm. Wait, who did that?
Paco and Natalie.
Oh, okay.
Not girlfriend Natalie.
Producer
Natalie. Yeah. And then Alex and Harrington sang a song. That's sweet.
They didn't even know the words, apparently.
I don't even know what song they said they sang.
Well. What?
It was just a lot of S's. I was shocked I got them all out.
Ooh, we could do S words again.
I'm just taking every part of me not to just start saying S words.
Oh, I just am trying not to burp.
Not that it's any news to anyone, but Harrington is an annoying ass fucking boyfriend. And Alex was telling what the fuck is happening in my life right now? Alex was telling the story about at the airport. She was asleep or whatever, and Harrington was fucking throwing ketchup packets at her. Because he was around his friends and he was trying to be a cool guy.
Trying to wake her up, but it was bad enough without the information when Alex said, "We've talked about this. I've told him how I'm like really particular about how I want to be woken up."
Yeah. Harrington. Oh, she should have. Well, she did slap him in the face, she says, but I should have punched him.
That's not the answer.
You know, it's fine.
You can't just hit men.
It's good if he's throwing things at you.
Oh my God, everyone relax.
Violence is the answer sometimes, not always. I don't like ketchup.
It's a packet.
So? What if it busted on my forehead?
I'll bust on your forehead.
Please.
Ew. I'm just picturing like, what? Look, I've never squirted in my life, so in my head, the only way that that could happen is if I was like, just rubbing myself on your forehead.
Let's fucking try it next Skankfest 2020. Is this 2022 or 2023?
22. It's 22, and I definitely looked at my name just to make sure. But that's that's what we could do as artists at Skankfest.
Public sex?
Yes, on stage.
Ooh. We could be, yeah, we could do it at Legion of Skanks. We could do it at SDR. We could
be our own hour-long show.
You think you can last an hour on this forehead?
No, but I could go a few times.
Ooh. I like it. We're not supposed to laugh at our own jokes. Remember the one comment?
It was To be fair, they said after everything you say, which wasn't accurate, but I get what they're saying.
Suck our fucking dicks off, why don't you? How about that, guy?
Yeah, bitch. Sorry, he ended up kind of complimenting, but it's okay.
Oh, I guess I didn't read the whole thing. I only read where he was mean. Anyways, Nikki Glaser.
Oh yeah, she responded to them. End of story.
Yeah, that was really it. And they went on about it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of boring to me.
Yeah, I started cleaning my kitchen while listening to it, and that was my last note for that episode.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Bye, ugly. 616. I don't know if it had a name or not, but it was no. Matt and Shane and Mark.
Oh. It took so long for me. I heard it, but it took so long for my brain to hear it.
Yeah. I understand. And immediately they tried to peer pressure Shane, sweet baby angel Shane, to do dabs. And he was like, no, I only like hard drugs. And requested cocaine.
I thought it was cute that Matt and Shane were drinking wine.
Fancy pants.
It's really not fancy.
When you're trash, it is.
You can get like a $5 bottle of wine at the grocery store.
Boy, do I know it. Me and my sister used to buy that and just get white girl wasted and just laugh and cry and wrestle. Wine drunk is too much drunk. I don't like it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I love being wine drunk, but I was told I was incredibly annoying.
Oh boy. I mean, I don't know if I know ever that you were wine drunk, but I know how I am wine drunk and yuck. Do not recommend.
I could have been wine drunk on the audio only really, really early episodes, like maybe one of them.
Yeah, maybe. Remember when you used to accidentally throw your pen all the time?
Yes.
I don't know why that just came into my head. Into me head. Anyways, nobody knows what CBD or NFTs are, and I'm right there with you, boys. I don't know what either of those things are either.
CBD is a scam.
Yes.
No, when I was doing the oil under my tongue or whatever, mm-hmm. not or whatever, it just was under my tongue. After a while, I did notice that my back hurt a lot less.
I thought you were going to say hurt a lot more.
I had to do it consistently every day for a while before I noticed anything like that. And it doesn't really make you like relax or anything.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's clogged again. Dang it. Gummies, CBD gummies from Skankfest, and they just made my stomach hurt. It seems like edibles usually do, though. Not a huge edible fan.
Me either.
It either doesn't do anything or it just makes me feel yucky, not high.
I don't like how it takes so long.
Yeah.
And then you like don't know what is coming.
Saddle up, boys. So we have Ari versus Michael Rapaport. Is the tea there or no?
I thought it was Rapaport.
Okay. I don't know.
But I could be stupid. I didn't know he was Jewish.
Shout out Mac Miller. They were like, Mac Miller's, or I think it was it McCusker or Shane? One of them, I think it was Shane. McCusker. Oh, it was Shane. Was saying that Mac Miller wasn't Jewish.
Oh, Shane was saying he was Jewish. Sorry.
Yeah, one of them, somebody was saying he wasn't. And I was sitting there watching it. I was like, yes, he was. There's a whole thing about it.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't assume you did. It's my guy.
I know he is, but I don't know anything about him. And a Mac Miller song came on YouTube Music, and I was like, this is what Hannah likes.
Yeah, it's... What was it?
I have no idea.
I was like, because he went through, I don't know, every album is fucking different. I'm going to get stoned and fucking go on a Mac Miller rampage. We got to move on. Not rampage. That's not the right word.
Well, real quick, can we talk about Lewis's hat? I mean, Bobby Kelly's hat, but the hat.
That fucking stupid ass paperboy hat.
I knew it. I knew you were going to hate it. He put it on Twitch, and I was like, I love it.
It's fucking gay. Bobby shouldn't wear it. Lewis shouldn't wear it. The only people that should be wearing that hat are little boys selling newspapers, like they probably said. It's fucking dumb.
You are.
Yeah, but I can admit it.
So do I. I'm dumb too.
You know what else is dumb? That fucking hat.
No, it isn't. It might be. It might be. It might just be Lewis.
Yeah.
That looks good. And I'm like, oh, that hat looks so good.
Just anything to just not say that it's Lewis. Wow, those are nice socks. He has on some very nice socks tonight.
Do you remember when Shane made it, or maybe it wasn't Shane, but when they made him do a headstand?
Yes, it was Shane.
Okay.
Because Shane jiggled his balls. Yeah. Dick and balls. Upside
but
down.
Whoever coerced him into doing it, whatever. It doesn't matter. But when he took his boots off or whatever and they started making fun of his socks.
Yeah, because they had holes in them.
They were like, didn't match, and they had holes in them.
Oh, God.
I think he was going through a tough time.
Wasn't that around? That was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I remember that. I don't remember what I was going to say about it. But, yes, Lewis's hat was gay. But the Ari and Rapoport, I guess he... Ari on a podcast said that he hits women, that Michael Rapoport hits women. Correct. And so then he confronted him about it and then smacked him in the face.
I guess so.
And Ari did nothing. And then somebody said Ari swung four times. Or I mean not Ari, what's his fuck? Swung four times.
Yeah.
And Ari still did nothing.
I couldn't see that. I thought
I mean, I feel like that's Ari's thing, is to do nothing. But also, what if they're just saying that Ari did nothing? So he doesn't get in any kind of trouble.
Hmm.
And that's why the stand doesn't want to give Lewis the tapes.
The stand has a lot of comedians fighting at it.
Yeah. Maybe there's something like a fight club happening there.
That's why they won't release the tapes.
Oof.
Retarded. I don't know. I didn't really have anything to say about the Ari and Rappaport thing. It's that I've never liked Michael Rappaport. No, he's always annoyed me or bothered me in some way. And I don't know if it's the wiggerness or what it is.
Something about his face I just am not a fan of, for one. Bye, ugly.
We see Ari.
Always. Unlike Shane, possibly? What the fuck was that about? Shane. But because Rappaport fucking very publicly defended Shane, he was like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and someone said something about that on Twitch. They were like, Shane's gonna back Rappaport. And I said, if he does, if Shane turns his back on Ari over this, he's losing his title.
Absolutely. We are Team Ari over here.
But Lewis did say if you were on the edge of a cliff and you had each of them in one hand and had to let one go, and Shane said that he would hold on to Ari.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to keep his title for now.
For now. Don't get too comfortable, Gillis.
Could you imagine if we revoked his hottest comedian? Like, we'd have to do it again.
We should. He can win again. It's fine.
People love it.
People as in us.
Yes.
I don't remember why. It was the two guys sitting like right behind Lewis and Shane.
Mm-hmm.
They do. It's one of. It's one. I'm don't know which.
Don't say the name.
I'm not, because I'm
in trouble.
I don't know. That's what I was gonna say. Is I don't know which one they even were, because I know that I can think of two other fan cast whatever things.
Yeah, but one of them's Australian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
it was probably the other one.
Yeah, that makes sense. But he had on a Matt and Shane shirt.
Mm-hmm. Good shirt.
Dumb shirt. But then I don't know where I was going with that, but my next note was a quote from Shane, and it just says, if you're still only an LOS fan, you're a loser. And I was like, at me. I'm the only person in the world that doesn't watch Matt and Shane or listen to it, at least.
I didn't even take it like that. I don't know. Like, never mind.
I just took it that way because that was like kind of what they were talking about. Was he was like, we came in and took all your jacked fans.
I know. It makes sense. I'm just showing how retarded I am. Oh. Okay. Like, I'm sure you're right. I'm not trying to argue with you.
And a thing I don't think I've ever agreed, and I even told somebody this earlier, that I've never agreed with Lewis. Are you listening, Lewis? I've never agreed with him more than whenever he called Shane fans, specifically just like Matt and Shane fans, not just like everybody. But he called them frat boy bullies. And I know you've said that before, but I was like,
they are very much like frat boys.
Yeah. It's and that's like what I hate about them.
Yeah.
There's somebody in my eye.
In the middle of all of that and the Ari and Rappaport thing.
Yeah.
Lewis was saying that if he was there, he would have backed Ari, or he would have beat up Shane or something. And he was just going on and on about this, and I don't even remember what prompted it, so I don't know why I'm saying it, but Lewis, I don't know. It sounded like he really fucked up the word to me. I could be dumb, but I mean, I am dumb, but he said, I seek justice with physicality. Physicality.
Physicality.
I just wanted to make fun of him.
We do that here. It's fine. I appreciate
it. No, I just think it's fun when people fuck up.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite. I love fucking.
It amuses both of us so much.
Oh my God. I think it was maybe Matt who, because they went on with this Ari and fucking Rappaport shit forever, and it was funny, but I don't care. And but I think it was Matt who brought it. He was like, you have something on the internet that, I don't know, that he was basically saying that, like, he will never forget from Lewis. And he was like, I know, I suck Bobby Kelly's dick. And it wasn't even that. It was one of Lewis's fire escape get high with me sessions. And he started it. I guess he kept saying, like, it's so interesting. You know, it's interesting. And then just never telling us what was interesting.
Well, that was interesting. Whoa, no, calm down.
And Shane called Legion of Skanks a weed commercial. Oh, that's a dab commercial. This is a Delta weed commercial. It could still function on dabs. So function.
Wait, what? Oh, us.
See what I mean? You feel me, doc?
Oh, they talked about the hamburger head thing again and explained the situation to Shane. And I was like, aw. At first, because Shane was like, well, that was rude. But
then, when, oh my God, whenever Shane was like, what do you say? It was like, you need a man that knows how to treat you right. Something. I was like, okay, Shane.
It was like he was doing his Paco impression. I don't know why they decided to bring up this. Never mind. Why they decided to bring up this fucking audio of a rape.
Yeah, my only note about that, I think it just says Black British, because I wasn't watching it. I was just listening to it while doing other things, and I wasn't sure what was happening.
Oh, the guy who raped his girlfriend or whoever, whatever, was British. And then they were looking at, like, Google images of him and found out that he's Black. I don't know. No. Just talking about how... why am I telling you what happened on the show and people should have watched it?
Yeah, you guys should have watched it and done your fucking notes.
God, pay attention next time.
We are not here to tell you what happened in Legion of Kings. You should know.
But
yes,
when they were talking about the rape thing, Jay, what did Jay do?
Vampire mention.
Yes, he keeps doing it, and it really, really seems like Lewis is so annoyed by it.
Because it's directly at us. It's just a straight up, like, shout out skanks, my motherfucking bitches. And then Lewis is like, I hate them.
He's like, I don't want to hear them talk about vampires more and how you always bring them up.
So please, Jay, if you talk about just anything, you could say anything you want, but please do not mention vampires. These girls cream their jeans every fucking time, and I need it to stop. And here we are, just wet because you said vampire. Nope. What was that though? What was that? The bloody, was that the rape? The girl that got raped?
Yeah, she had blood like running down from her.
Yeah, I saw that, but I was like, I didn't know if it was the same from the black rapist
or the British rapist. Because Jay said she had to turn into a vampire to kill him.
And this is when it's not important, but just a thing I noticed when there was a couple ladies that came in and then there was nowhere to sit, so then they left. And then Jay started to buy, what did you say? Beat it uglies chant. And I was like, how convenient, because we were just saying, bye, ugly. Because everything is about us. Okay, thanks.
It sure is. This new
Kid Rock. Yes! Wow.
You finished my sentence.
Well, I mean, you said the middle of it, I guess. There's a new Kid Rock. Period. He had a baby. Yeah, it's a lot. It's fucking... They were like, this is what plays in Dave Smith's head all the time. I almost wore my Kid Rock shirt for this just because we were going to bring it up, but I did not.
But the white. Kid Rock shirt, as we learned on the Patreon, brings out the racist in you.
It really does. I don't know. Something about that red, white, and blue, that fucking eagle on the front, just screams the N-word.
It does. I wish I could do an eagle impression.
I've heard yours. It's so good.
Shut the fuck up.
Dang, owie, I about ripped my ear off. Okay.
This is part of the problem with the laughter is that
shout out Dave Smith. Sorry.
Sorry. But that is a fucking Why did you
say sorry?
I did.
I whispered it. You said sorry. You did not need to say sorry. I interrupted you. I said sorry.
Part of the times that we're laughing, where people are probably like, why are they laughing at everything that they say? Some of the time, it's just like an inside joke that you guys don't know.
Exactly, you fucking losers. Stop it.
What we just said about my impression doesn't make sense to anyone else, but that was hilarious to us. So, I don't know, eat a dick. And I don't want to explain it because it's embarrassing.
Oh my god.
Anyway, new Kid Rock song kicks ass.
Hell yeah. Go America. The Big Don or whatever. What is that what he called him?
Is that what he called him? I don't know, but it was like, hell yeah, good fucking point, Kid Rock.
You know what? You're fucking right. I like Kid Rock, you know?
But this brought up the Let's Go Brandon thing.
Yeah. By the way. yeah, so somebody had said something on Twitter about like people in the Legion of Skanks, at least, universe not knowing what Let's Go Brandon was. And I was like, why would we know? Because I knew, all I knew was that, because obviously they talked about what it actually is. All I knew was that it was had something to do with Joe Biden. I didn't know what. I thought he, because, and I don't know anything about Joe Biden. So I thought he, like, he said it, like, in an elderly mess.
Oh.
That's what I thought Let's Go Brandon was.
It was, like, months ago, I feel like. Then I just got on Twitter and I'm like scrolling and I see multiple people saying, let's go Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is Brandon? And then I saw people like just clicking through stuff. Cause I'm a curious cat. And whatever. Just pretend that didn't happen. I'm curious. So
Bobby, edit that.
What? Oh, I'm curious. So I was just like clicking through stuff trying to find out what the fuck that was about. And I found out that it meant fuck Joe Biden. I was like, that's weird. How the fuck? But then I was just, and like probably like the next day, just scrolling through, and I just happened to see the video of that lady saying, the crowd's chanting, let's go Brandon. And it's hilarious because they're very, very clearly saying fuck Joe Biden.
Well, I when I first saw the tweets about it, just let's go Brandon all over everything, and I was like, is there like a sick kid or something that we should all know about?
That's what it sounds like. Or like
like, good job, Brandon, you made it out of cancer or whatever the fuck. And then I started seeing like memes where it was Joe Biden and it just said let's go Brandon, and that's why I was like, oh, he's fucking, he has dementia. He just says shit, and that's why I was like, okay, well, whatever.
But the whole thing of like who knew what that meant and who didn't was hilarious.
It was just all girls, and then Shane said Lewis is dog brains.
He's like, it's all women, it's all Democrat women, dog brains. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was like, because he's like, it's all women, and I was like, but I knew what it was.
I had no idea.
I know.
Whenever he was
go ahead. I was just gonna say, but once he's a Democrat woman, then I was just cracking up because I'm like, yeah, they are dumb.
I don't even know what that means.
I know, but you know.
I'm dumb. Dog brain. Hannah is dog brains.
Hannah is.
Can we stop saying my name? And then after that, my last note for this episode. Okay, you go then if you have more.
I guess I didn't really have much to say about it, but Shane was like, okay, bring up the prank call to Biden when the guy said let's go Brandon. Never saw that video before. It was hilarious. Maybe I did.
I had never seen it before.
But it felt new in my brain and it was hilarious. And then he was like, okay, now bring up Trump putting candy bars on a meeting.
I have seen that
and it cracks me up every time.
Because then she did it, but I never noticed when I saw that video before. Maybe it was just like on Twitter or something, and but I never saw the little girl next to the minion, like who had her bag open and they just slid right into her bag. I was like, dang, she's smart. And then she went over and got more candy from them. I was like, oh, she's smart.
Yeah. She was my favorite part of the video.
So funny. But also I was just thinking, maybe I have seen like a clip of that where Biden says, yeah, let's go Brandon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, and I was maybe that's why I'm like, oh, he did say, because you know,
because I agree.
I agree, let's go Brandon. Hell yeah.
God, that's funny. But then eventually Lewis starts yelling at Shane to stop telling the producers what to do. And I'm like, but he's bringing the best stuff.
he's better at it right now than you are. Gomez, relax, take a break, it's fine. Just relax. You got it next time. Take turns.
And then when they were arguing about what kind of aquatic creatures they were, marine animals.
Yeah. And then they were like, we're dolphins.
Liz is just trying to find anything cooler than carp or whatever. He's like, we're narwhal. The unicorns of the sea. I can't think of anything gayer.
I just remember Shane just being like, we'll do the raping, or we do the raping. And I was like, wow, Shane, getting very Legion of Skanks over here. Wow.
Stop being such a whore at Shane.
I liked it. I liked when he said he raped, okay? Lewis, you need to step up your rape game.
But he's the rapiest.
Apparently not. Apparently it's Matt and Shane are the best rapists. Maybe that'll be the next
if
bracket.
If you ever try to take Lewis to court for this, for raping you, I am clipping this as evidence.
I knew you would be on his side. I knew it.
Wow. Bros over bros before hoes.
You know what? The only thing I know, other little rhymey thing about that is fries before guys. I had a folder that said that in school. Because same.
Yeah. But fries. That's not, fries aren't girls.
Nope, but still fries over Lewis.
Always. Every time.
And specifically only Lewis. Oh my God, cheese fries right now. Get inside of me.
They're
nothing.
Okay. Okay. I was gonna say there better be cheese fries in Las Vegas.
There fucking better be cheese fries, for fuck's sake. I will fly home. And we will not have sex on TV.
TV?
I don't know. I didn't mean TV. I meant
stage.
Yeah. What happened after the fish? Because my last stuff is about basketball.
They started asking what a dolphin's dick looks like, and it just reminded me that you told me, you explained it to me on this podcast.
Yeah, it's weird.
I enjoyed the Shane said about BetterHelp. Is that when you're a pussy and you're sad?
Yeah. And that wasn't that one that dropped them after that book lady?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really watch any of those. I came back about right after all that.
There was a guy in the audience that they said looked like Dylan. Lewis City. He looked like Dylan with shit all over his face. And he was calling him shit face Dylan. But just when they were talking about that, they were talking about how handsome Dylan is. And Shane's like, who's telling Dylan he's handsome?
Honestly, is it because he's like the most like normal looking guy? He's just like an average-looking white dude.
He's just young and not fat.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
And so he's attractive in the gas digital world.
To these straight men.
Great, yeah. I don't know about it.
I think the woke intern thing is stupid.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't want it.
And wasn't that a white guy that Lewis pointed out in the bald guy? Was he white? He looked white to me on the
screen. Yeah, but it wasn't about that.
Oh, I thought that's what he was. I thought that's what.
I don't know why they were. He started talking about like who out of the audience would be the leader of the audience.
Oh,
that's when he pointed that one guy out.
The leader.
Yeah, I don't understand. I missed something. I know.
I'm fire. So confused.
Mark Norman was confused. We were all confused.
Mark Norman was there. I fucking. I have no notes about Mark Norman.
Oh, poor guy. I feel like he didn't know what was going on a lot of the time. He was just eating at some point.
Yeah, asking for food and drinks during the plugs.
But yeah, I didn't understand that conversation at all. But yeah, the basketball challenge.
Yeah, I don't even know how that started, but Shane, it's going to be, did they ever decide if it was just Jay and Lewis versus Shane and Matt? Or it feels weird to say Shane and Matt.
I know.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, it's weird. I think they agreed on 2-on-2.
Okay. I didn't, because I know they mentioned Dave, and then I don't know if they.
Well, yeah, they were trying to throw that in because Shane apparently doesn't know how good, or he doesn't know Dave's basketball history.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be like, no, Shane's not, or Shane, Dave's not good at basketball.
If Dave would even do it.
At some point, I think when they first started talking about this, I don't know, but someone was like, what about the 2K for the gum in the butt? I swear to God, whoever said that said gum in the butt.
That's what they should do instead of a gun. Just a bubble into the butt.
Okay, but I was picturing bubble gum up their asses or someone's ass, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was completely sober. I was like, I wonder if you could blow a bubble with your butt in gum.
Probably.
Or would you just like shit the gum out?
Oh, maybe that.
Would you probably have to like kind of hold it closed? How? Bobby, Alex, Google that. Look it up. Bring it up. Someone blowing a bubble gum with their butthole.
we'll wait on the screen.
Blowing a bubble in bubble gum with their butthole?
That's too many bees. That's like the basket or bucket full. What was it? Blue bucket full. Bag of blue buckets. That's what it was, right?
Blue bag of butterfly. No, that wasn't in it.
Butterfly biscuits.
Butterfly bust biscuits. Is anyone else picturing butterflies doing ookie cookie or? Oh my god. Oh no.
It has been an hour, just so you know.
I know.
But are you looking for bubble butts or whatever?
No.
Oh.
I'm trying to write something down.
Oh, okay. Big blue, what was it? Big blue bag. Big
blue bag of buckets.
Oh, okay. Not a butterfly bust. Biscuits.
Not a bubble bust.
Oh, shit. So they're going to play basketball.
For is it a gun in the butt and $1,000? Or did they change it from gun in the butt to $1,000?
They should because get
it. It almost sounded like someone said, add in or throw in $1,000 or whatever.
What? Because Shane was going for a gun in the butt. What if they get one of those money guns and shoot $1,000 into your butt? Not your butt. You know what I'm talking about? The money guns?
Yes.
They'd obviously have to like fold them up and shape them into like little torpedoes or something to get up in your butt.
Or you could just gape your ass. You could go all goatsy on that shit.
Ooh, you could. That is an option. I like it.
It took me so long to write down two things.
I kind of thought you were just on Instagram.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to write this down before I forget. Because I am hard.
I am so hard and I have to pee.
Oh, did we do it? Oh, they set a date and a time.
When was it? They did say something about streaming it or trying.
Oh, okay. It was a Tuesday at 11 because that's when Jay is guaranteed to be free.
Shout out Jason. Fuck off, dickhead. Do not ever, you are never invited on this podcast again.
Nope.
Not on, never.
Blew it, Buster. Blew it.
She just won't stop coming out of me.
You think it's all gone and then you like laugh and it's like,
what is happening? It's like it went into my lungs.
But it's like there's extra dimensions, yeah. or I was gonna say dorms.
Yep.
Parts of your lungs that were previously closed off.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we did it. That was good.
Shout out Matt and Shane.
That was good.
It was something.
It happened.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So welcome.